From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning.
Morning to you, Mike.
Amex came to the party.
They did, but this is the fifth straight quarter of record revenue growth for the company. Profits also doing well. They wouldn't know, looking from the share price reaction, shares down around 4%. Investors more worried about the future slowdown and debt struggles amongst consumers. We're pointing the stock's actually up around 15% this year, and that's double the advance of the Dow. But yeah, volumes on Amex increased 8%, record $427 billion, but the weakest gain since first quarter 2021. So, you know, we're all slowing down post the pandemic and belt tightening, as they say. Amex is facing tough comparisons to previous quarters, and management said this is probably a bit more representative of how things are going to be going forward, growth rate-wise. Notable trends, Mike, travel entertainment spend, that was up 14%, but restaurants were the biggest component. So it was consumers spending more on dining out than they do on travel or airline hotel stays. Also, interesting point, millennial and Gen Z consumers, they made up more than 80% of new accounts worldwide. Their spending, it's going well, up 21% in the US. Amex still highly profitable. Profits $2.2 billion for the quarter. That was above expectations. They reckon revenue is going to climb 15-17% for the full year. They are battening down the hatches a little bit. Credit default rates are still pretty low amongst customers, but they've upped provisions to credit losses to $1.2 billion. And to give you an idea, that's around about triple where it was a year ago. The company CEO, he's actually pretty positive about the future. He said, we're firing on all cylinders here. He said the likelihood of a recession or a hard landing or anything like that is continuing to fade. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, interesting. I'm looking at these numbers. Barbenheimer seems to have delivered.
Barbenheimer, yes. Huge opening weekend for two movies that couldn't be more contrasting, could they? One about Mattel's iconic blonde bombshell and the other about the man behind the atomic bomb. So it's the first time in history, if you look at a Friday to Sunday period, that one movie is open to 100 million plus and the other to 50 million or more. So a lot of moviegoers going to both. So Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are drawing them in, it seems. Barbie's fast becoming a pink unicorn. It's said to have grossed 155 million US, and that's a threshold you normally see for the likes of Marvel or Harry Potter franchises. And Oppenheimer, that's looking at taking around about 80 million. So that's the third biggest, actually I think it might be the second biggest opening for a biographical film, perhaps eclipsed by either American Sniper or The Passion of the Christ. And potentially the fourth biggest weekend of all time for the US box office. So that's going to be a fill-up for the industry, albeit they're all on strike in this age of streaming. Barbie's doing well internationally, $180 million, despite some not being happy about it. I think Vietnam may have banned it. And also Ted Cruz, he said the movie pushes communist propaganda. There's an interesting map that features. But overall, look, good news for Mattel. They launched Barbie in 1959 and lost a biggest selling doll for decades, lost a bit of relevance during the 2000s and a bit of ground to the likes of Frozen. But yeah, has been revived, reinvented. They got multiple body types and ethnicities, and that's helping Barbie. I think it was around about a quarter of Mattel's sales last year. Mattel shares up around about 20% over the past month, and they released earnings this week. So any commentary around the movie's impact will be heavily scrutinised. I guess you can say, Mike, they'll be hoping it's a case of, come on, Barbie, let's go party.
It's very good. What are the numbers?
So the numbers we've got, the Dow is flat, 35,227 on Friday, but a good week. S&P 500 flat also, 4,536. NASDAQ down 0.2%, 14,032. FTSE up 0.2%, Nikkei down 0.6%, ASX 200 down 0.15%. Gold down $5, $2,005 an ounce. Oil up $1.42, 77.07. Kiwi dollar down 1% against the US, 61.69. Also down 1% against sterling, 47.98. Down 0.4% against the Aussie, 91.6. NZ50 was up 0.07%, 11,940 on Friday. We've got trade deficit numbers today. Expect around about a $1 billion deficit for June. Also, ECB and Fed this week, they're expected to raise by 25 basis points each.
A lot of headlines out of that. You have a good one. Catch up soon. Greg Smith out of Devon Funds Management this morning.